first off, to kick off the intermission, is Mike Beezer. Mike Beezer moved from Milwaukee in 2005 to start a job at OV after getting bought out from his ownership shares in the Milwaukee Ale House, a 400-person capacity brew pub and music venue. He co-founded Physiology, a raw fermented and sauerkraut brand. He is the father of August, a 10th grader at Youth Initiative, and Mike is one of the voices for the WDRT community calendar. The title of Mike's story is Put Your Dream Into Reality.
Okay. When I was 23, I had a black t-shirt with a big picture of Bob Marley on the front, and on the back was, "Put your dream to reality." And so a high school friend of mine called me out of the blue and asked me, he was gonna take a year off of medical school, and he asked me to go on a backpacking trip around the world. And I said, well, hey, that's great, but geez, I'm $13,000 in debt from college. I don't know if I can afford it. But with the help of my father, I was able to do that. And so we planned this trip at Wolski's Pub in Milwaukee. Yep, and we even got a bunch of the Escape to Wolski's stickers and stuck them all over the world. My dream was to go to New Zealand, and Paul wanted to go to Australia. So, okay, we're going to do that. Paul wanted to go to China. I wanted to go to Thailand. Hey, okay, let's do that. Paul wanted to go to India. I wanted to go to Nepal. Boom. It was just easy peasy, lemon squeezy to go do this. So we planned it. And I got my hepatitis shots the day of my flight. So I had two shots in the rear end. And so I had a pretty sore butt on the flight from Chicago to Hawaii. From Hawaii, we went on to New Zealand, where we discovered that international flights had free booze. So we got a couple of Bloody Marys. And in the airport, a dog sniff or a drug sniffing dog hit on my backpack. So the cop's like, "Hey, what's in your backpack?" I said, "I don't know." And I opened it up, and I had bought a guava juice in Hawaii, and it had opened up and spilled in the backpack. So, whew, no foul. Okay, so that was all right. So. We from Auckland, then we went, got a bus up to the edge of town, and then we hitchhiked all the way to the north and actually all the way down to the South Island. But to the North Island, we went where fellow Paul, who was an Eagle Scout, he rescued my life from drowning at the northern tip of New Zealand from a riptide. So I was caught in that. So I'm not in Kansas anymore. So we traveled back down south and got a hitchhike from a father and son roofing operation who's the son's daughter, 8-year-old daughter, was having a birthday party. And so they invited us to stay over in their house. And he also wanted to know if I wanted to tour, or the both of us tour, in his amphibious jet boat. And I'm like, well, yeah, we want to do that. So we in the morning, we got to the... started it up, drove down to the Hawke's Bay, and proceeded to dive in and tour this beautiful thing on an amphibious jet boat. That was kind of cool. So from New Zealand, we flew to Australia, rented motorcycles, and we traveled down to Melbourne, then up across the outback to Brisbane, and traveled by bus then up to Cairns. And that's, we were basically stranded by a cyclone. The coastal highways were flooded completely. So that allowed me to get my scuba certification, and we ended up diving the Great Barrier Reef and then down to Townsville, where we did the wreck of the SS Yungala, and that was really fun. So from there, we flew to Hong Kong. And in Hong Kong, I got a camera, and I would send back slides, Kodachrome slides from my adventures. And so from there, we went over to Beijing and toured the Great Wall, toured the Temple of Heaven, the Temple Harvest Temple, all of those things. And we also then got to Xi'an and toured the terracotta soldier things, which had just been discovered a couple years earlier. And so then from there, we went on to, from Hong Kong to Bangkok. And in Bangkok, we wanted to travel to Chiang Mai, and we were gonna tour a waterfall. So we got up there, and there was nobody in the waterfall except for a French couple and their Thai translator who knew English and French. And so we kind of had a lot of fun interacting with the French couple on their honeymoon that was in between there. So it was a famous sort of thing, and they decided to help or to invite us to their dinner, which was going to be cooked by the Thai translator. So she was like in her early 20s. And so that we got there, the meal was absolutely delicious, wonderful, wonderful thing. And so we parted ways and got back to our room, and Paul was like, I don't feel quite right. And so I said, well, I'm gonna go walking. And so I went to a park. This is under the full moonlight, and the park had a wonderful reflection of a Buddhist temple on the other side of a lake. And so it was just kind of soaking in all of this amazing beauty when up comes the Thai translator. I'm like, what are you doing here? And she goes, oh, you know, I'm here. They don't need me anymore right now. So, you know, I'm free for a couple hours. I said, well, great. And so we started talking, deep conversation. And she says, well, what do you dream about? Or I asked her, what do you dream about? And she says, well, I dream about opening a restaurant in France with my brother. And I said, well, why don't you do it? And she said, well, I don't have enough money, you know, it's kind of hard. And I said, no. Put your dream to reality. If you want this, make it happen. I am the testament of that, because I was able to do this traveling all because of my father. So I'm financed by him. So please, you know, do this. She says, well, okay, all right, that's fine. So she said, well, what do you dream about? And I said, well, Milwaukee is famous for custard. I dreamed about having a custard stand in Milwaukee well before Culver's. So that didn't come true, nevertheless. So we then traveled down to down south, and in Koh Samui, we had a magic mushroom omelet. And after that, I sent back two Kodachrome slides, 72 slides, pictures of clouds. They knew something had happened to me. So from there, we traveled to India and toured the Taj Mahal. And then we toured the Varanasi. We had a bath in the Ganges because you never know. And then we went up to Kathmandu. And in Kathmandu, we paid for a rafting trip, a two-night, three-day rafting trip. And so we basically had to meet at the hotel, or at the Kathmandu hotel. And so we were sitting there in the morning, and right there for the meeting, and all of a sudden, here's the Thai translator. And I'm like, what are you doing? Oh my goodness. And she said, well, the French couple gave me the money to travel. And so I'm here on a layover from Bangkok in Kathmandu and on my way to Paris. Thank you.